Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
One is a majority with God. God did not reject his people, whom he foreknew. What was God's answer to him, Elijah? I have reserved for myself 7,000. Romans 11:2-4. Perhaps you have experienced that sinking feeling that it's you against the world. And frankly, the world seems to have you badly outnumbered. But an amazing transformation takes place when you realize it's not simply you, but you and God and the remnant God has promised never to be without. W.H. Griffith Thomas points out how Paul uses the life of Elijah to encourage both his countrymen and his fellow believers that God always has a remnant of believers who remain loyal to him. Walk with W.H. Griffith Thomas, an English-born preacher and theologian in the late 1800s to early 1900s. To support his contention that God has not cast away his people, Paul points out that the same state of affairs existed in the time of Elijah. Appearances are not always the same as reality, and there is still a godly remnant, though disregarded by the entire nation. When Elijah on Mount Horeb brought an accusation against his countrymen of such unfaithfulness to God that he alone was left, the divine response quickly showed him that there was a kernel of loyalty. In exactly the same way in Paul's day, the mass of people was unfaithful, but there was a remnant of loyal Israelites who had thankfully accepted the divine righteousness by faith. Like the quiet group that welcomed the birth of Jesus at Bethlehem, there were many in this remnant who waited for the salvation of Israel. Today's New Testament reading is Romans chapter 11, verses 1 through 10.
Romans 11. I ask then, did God reject his people? By no means. I am an Israelite myself, a descendant of Abraham from the tribe of Benjamin. God did not reject his people whom he foreknew. Don't you know what Scripture says in the passage about Elijah, how he appealed to God against Israel? Lord, they have killed your prophets and torn down your altars. I am the only one left, and they are trying to kill me. And what was God's answer to him? I have reserved for myself 7,000 who have not bowed the knee to Baal. So too, at the present time there is a remnant chosen by grace. And if by grace, then it cannot be based on works. If it were, grace would no longer be grace. What then? What the people of Israel sought so earnestly, they did not obtain. The elect among them did, but the others were hardened. As it is written, God gave them a spirit of stupor, eyes that could not see and ears that could not hear to this very day. And David said, may their table become a snare and a trap, a stumbling block and a retribution for them. May their eyes be darkened so they cannot see and their backs be bent forever.
It's never easy to stand alone for what you believe, but learn a lesson from Elijah. When hostility comes, when you feel like it's you against the world, look up. It may surprise you to see how many others are standing with you. You, like Elijah, are part of an entire army of faith.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.